We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 12th chapter, verses 44 to 52. Maitreya vacha etat te vitam sarvam yapristoham mihataya juvasyo dhammayashashash charitam samatam satam. The great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, whatever you have asked from me about the great reputation and character of Dhruva Maharaj, I have explained to you in all detail. Great saintly persons and devotees very much like to hear about Dhruva Maharaj." So Dhruva Maharaj, after getting aboard the Vaikuntha airplane, first thing he thought of was his poor mother, who was his Pata Padarshika Guru, who had first directed him to worship the Lord in the forest. So as he desired her to return back to Godhead with him, immediately the Lord fulfilled his desire. And Vishnu Dutta showed the other airplane following close behind. The Srila Prabhupada said the devotee's desire is immediately fulfilled. Because, why? Why is the devotee's desire immediately fulfilled? Yes. Because Krishna has that same quality, satya sankalpa. Okay, that's one reason. Because he's got the qualities of Krishna, the same qualities. Any other reasons why his desires are immediately fulfilled? Is it because he goes out and endeavors to fulfill his desires? Or, yes? His desires are none different from Krishna's. So therefore, that's another reason. Another reason is because he's fully depending on the Lord to fulfill his desires. So, since another point was that since Dhruva Maharaj carried his mother back to Godhead, then Srila Prabhupada said that an elevated disciple can carry his Shiksha or Diksha Guru also back to Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada was hoping that one of his disciples would carry him back to Godhead. There's such humility on Srila Prabhupada's part. So on his way back to Godhead, he saw all the other higher planets, and the demigods were receiving him by throwing flowers on him. So the next question is, who can go back to Godhead like Dhruva Maharaj? What are the qualifications we saw yesterday? We heard of different qualifications of a person who wants to go back to Godhead. Yes, Hare Krishna. Yes, the main qualification, one who is always thinking of the welfare of others. Then there were some other qualifications from verse 38 or 37, one of those verses. So, yeah, peaceful, shanta. What else? Equal, samadisha, equipoised. Clean, shuddha. And friendship with devotees, achutta priya bandhava. And another qualification, sarva bhutana ranjana, he's pleasing to everyone. So these are the qualifications of one who can go back to Godhead in this life or in any life. But Prabhupada is urging us to go back to Godhead in this life, just like Dhruva Maharaj did, we should also do. So if we want to follow in the footsteps of Dhruva Maharaj, then what should we do to go back to Godhead in this life, in our present position? Preach. And all the purports yesterday, Srila Prabhupada was saying, this is the purpose of ISKCON. We should preach and also give association to devotees. This is the purpose of ISKCON and the purpose of our lives also. So here in this verse, it is said that great saints like to hear about Dhruva Maharaj. So Prabhupada's purport is very nice. Let's read it. Srimad Bhagavatam means everything in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether we hear the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Lord, or we hear about the character, reputation, and activities of his devotees, they are all one and the same. So if you read Prabhupada Lamrita, it's also the same as reading Srimad Bhagavatam. It's about the devotee of the Lord. Neophyte devotees simply try to understand the pastimes of the Lord and are not very interested in hearing about activities of his devotees. But such discrimination should not be indulged in by any real devotee. So one of the themes that we've been studying in these two leelas, who is a devotee? Who is a real devotee of the Lord? So here Prabhupada is saying, who is a real devotee? Don't discriminate. Don't think that Krishna Leela is more important than Leela with the Pandavas and Rishis. So we should be eager to hear all the Leelas of Krishna's devotees. Sometimes less intelligent men try to hear about the Rasa dance of Krishna and do not take care to hear about other portions of Srimad Bhagavatam, which they completely avoid. There are professional Bhagavat reciters who abruptly go to the Rasa-lila chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam as if other portions of Srimad Bhagavatam were useless. This kind of discrimination and abrupt adoption of Rasa-lila pastimes of the Lord is not approved by the Acharyas. A sincere devotee should read every chapter and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam. For the beginning verses describe that it is the ripened fruit of all Vedic literature. Devotees should not try to avoid even a word of Srimad Bhagavatam. The great sage Maitreya therefore affirmed herein that Bhagavatam is samatam satam, approved by great devotees. What are some other verses describing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam? Vaishnavanam priyam, amala puranam, yes. Idam Bhagavatam nama, puranam brahmasamitam. That's 1.343. No, 40. 43 is Krishna Sudama Bhagavate. Yes, any other verses? Shottam moha payapaha. Oh, shoka moha payapaha. That's Yasyam Vaishu Yamanayam Krishna Paramapurishe. 177. If you read Bhagavatam, your shoka, your moha, and your bhaya will be all finished. Yes, what else? Okay, what's that verse?
Third line, you know.
Vaishnavanam yata shambhu.
The other two lines, first line says all the rivers of flowing waters will go down.
Topmost of rivers is Ganga. Achyuta is the topmost of all the gods. Vaishnavas? Shiva. Of all Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam. Amala Purana. Any more verses glorifying Bhagavatam? 184. Shinvata Swakata. Bhagavan. Yes. Except. Swachestitam. In no time, the Lord will appear in your heart. If you simply, that's 184, Shinvata, 284. Shinvata Shalaya Nityam, Vinatascha Shachestitam. So that's why great saints like to hear about Dhruva Maharaj and all the devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the preface, Srila Prabhupada says, the only qualification one needs to study this great book of transcendental knowledge is to proceed step by step cautiously and not jump forward haphazardly like with an ordinary book. It should be gone through chapter by chapter, one after another. The reading matter is so arranged with its original Sanskrit text, English transliterations, synonyms, translation and purports, so that one is sure to become a God-realized soul at the end of finishing first 9 cantos. So that is the aim of our course, that by the time we finish the first 9 cantos, we are supposed to be God-realized souls. And then we can go on to the 10th canto. So it's about 2 more years from now. We should have achieved our goal of God-realization. Next year will be 5th and 6th, and after that 7, 8, and 9. So Srila Prabhupada says the 10th canto is distinct from the first 9 cantos, because it deals directly with the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. One will be unable to capture the effects of 10th canto without going through the first 9 cantos. That's the preface. Preface of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada says you should go word for word, word by word. And one of the acharyas, his practice was to offer obeisances to each word of Bhagavatam, one after the other. And that way he could understand Bhagavatam. So that's one way. You can try it sometime. Verse. Now today we're getting all the mercy today. Today's a mercy day. Simply after all our hard work of hearing Jiva Katha for so many weeks, now we will get all the benedictions. Or we will understand. Actually, we already got the benedictions. But today we will understand what are those benedictions from hearing Jiva Katha. Verse 45. Danyam yashasvam ayushyam kunyam sasjayanam sargyam bhavyam saumanasyam rishasyam akamarshanam. Danyam. By hearing the narration of Jiva Maharaj, one can fulfill desires for wealth, reputation, yashasyam, increased duration of life, ayushyam. It is so auspicious. One can even go to a heavenly planet or attain Jivaloka, which was achieved by Jiva Maharaj just by hearing about him. The demigods also become pleased because this narration is so glorious, prashasyam. And it gives you swargyam and saumanasyam, very pleasing to the mind. It is so powerful, it can counteract all the results of one's sinful activities, agamarshanam. So practically every single lila or every single thing we've heard in this fourth canto so far gives us this benefit of agamarshanam, purifying us of all sinful activities. So it's quite important, this anarthanavritti, that we are going through anarthanavritti simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Purport. There are different types of men in this world, not all of them pure devotees. Some are karmis, desiring to acquire vast wealth. There are also persons who are only after reputation. Some desire to be elevated to heavenly planets or to go to Jivaloka, and others want to please the demigods to get material profits. Herein, it is recommended by Maitreya that every one of them can hear the narration about Jiva Maharaj, thus get their desired goal. So anybody who wants anything, all they have to do is hear Jiva Katha, and they will get what they want. Herein, it is recommended that the devotees, akama, the karmis, savakama, the gyanis who desire to be liberated, mokshakama, should all worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead to acquire their desired goals of life. So what's that verse? Akama, savakama, va, mokshakama, ujarati, tivrena, vatiyogena, ujeta, purisham. So Jiva, he had tivrena bhakti, and therefore he got what he wanted. So it doesn't matter what your motive is. If you have tivrena bhakti, then that's what counts. You will get the desired result. What's the result of tivrena bhakti? So many things. But actually Krishna, that's the main thing. Similarly, if anyone hears about the activities of the Lord's devotee, he can achieve the same result. So even if we don't have tivrena bhakti, if we just hear with tivrena bhakti, then we get the same result. There is no difference between activities and character of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and those of his pure devotees. So either we can worship Krishna, or we can hear about Dhruva, or we can do so many things. We can pray, we can offer obeisances. So in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse which shows how the Lord and his devotee are both on the same level. Right in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It's verse number 14, that Madhava Pandavas Chaiva Divyo Shankha Pratagmatu. That Madhava and Pandava, they both had transcendental conch shells. And they both had the same effect on the party of Duryodhana. So the devotee, he's on the same level as Krishna. Sri Prabhupada gives the example in a lecture on that verse, that without being like fire, you cannot mix with fire. So the devotees, because they are spiritual, they have the same qualities, they are on the same level as Lord Krishna. So Narottam Das Thakur sings, Gauranga Sangi Gane Nitya Siddhi Parimane Sejaya Bhajanda Shutakash. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, and his associates, they're all on the same level. Is there any other verse anybody knows that proves this point, that the devotees of the Lord and the Lord are on the same level? Madhupuri. Krishna Bhagavan. Oh, Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Madhbhakta Paradino. It's spoken to Uddhava by Krishna.
No, it's spoken
by Narayan to Durvasa. Oh, oh.
9443.
I have no independence. So the Lord has no independence. He's dependent on the will of his devotee. 9th canto, 4th chapter. Lord Narayan to Durvasa. You had something, Marangupa? You were talking to Garg Muni yesterday, and he gave you a good quote? Acha. Supreme God, personality of Godhead, servitor. Servitor Godhead, that's the devotee. What is that? Acha. Saksat Hari Tve Na Samasta Shastri. That's your verse. Okay? Hari Purush. 7th chapter of what? Bhagavad Gita. Chatesham Gani Nityukta Eka Bhakti Vishishti. Aham Sachima Mapaya. The Gani is just like me, who has Eka Bhakti. Okay, so Krishna himself says that. There was a verse that you were reminding me of. It's spoken by Krishna to Uddhava, which I don't know. It's Mabhakta Puja Pyadika. Yeah, Madhbhakta Puja. Yeah. So actually the devotee and Lord Krishna, they're on the same level. And this is something that Srila Prabhupada is stressing here, this point. So, let's go into verse 46. Shivaita charana piksham achyuta priya cheshtitam bhaved bhaktir bhagavati yayasyat klesha sangshaya. Anyone who hears the narration of Dhruva Maharaj and who repeatedly tries with faith and devotion to understand his pure character attains pure devotional platform and executes pure devotional service. By such activities, one can diminish the threefold miserable conditions of material life. So this benediction is for us, hopefully, that this is what we want, pure devotional service and pure devotional platform. And this only can diminish the reactions of our sins. So here it says, klesha sangshaya. So simply by hearing, we can reduce our sins, hearing about Dhruva. Remember, we were talking about how Dhruva performed austerities to diminish the reactions to his sinful activities. So our austerity is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And in that way, we can diminish all the reactions to our sinful and pious activities. So there's a nice verse in 3rd Canto, 3.7.14. It says the same thing. Ashesha sanklesha shamam vitate gunanubara shavanam murare kimpa punasta charadarapinda paraka sevaratiratmalabha. Simply by chanting and hearing of the transcendental name, form, etc. of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one can achieve the cessation of unlimited miserable conditions. Therefore, what to speak of those who have attained attraction for serving the flavor of the dust of the Lord's lotus feet? So here in this purport, second near the middle of it, Prabhupada says, if one simply reads over and over again about Dhruva Maharaj, by hearing and reading this chapter, one can attain the highest perfection of life in any way he desires. Most importantly, he gets the chance to become a great devotee. To become a great devotee means to finish all miserable conditions of materialistic life. What's another verse that supports this fact? Yes. Kleshagni Shubhada, nectar devotion. Nectar devotion supports this fact. Any other? Yes. Sarvadharma Pritya Mami Kam Sharam Vicha Aham Tvam Sarvapapibhyo Moksha Ishami. Yes. Srimata Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana. These are all verses. And in that case, the Lord Himself in the heart removes all of our sinful desires. So right in the beginning of Bhagavatam, Tapa Chayon Mulanam. Tapa Chayon Mulanam. Bhagavatam finishes all three kinds of miserable conditions, adivotic, adidaivik, and adiatmik, because it's Shivadam, it's all auspicious. So then there's another verse, I don't have the exact reference, oh yes, perhaps 1532. Anyway, it's a lecture by Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavatam 1532 here in Vrindavan. And he's quoting a verse, Tapatraya Chikichitam, that it's not exactly that the state of liberation, but in the state that we are in now. Chikitsa, it's medicine. It's medicine for the soul. So hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is medicine. Chikitsa, bhavoshati. So we'll go on to the next verse. Verse 47. Mahatam michatam tirtam shoti shiraliyogana yata tejas taricharam mano yata manasvinam. Anyone who hears this narration of Dhruva Maharaj acquires exalted qualities like him. For anyone who desires greatness, prowess, or influence, here is a process by which to acquire them. And for thoughtful men who want adoration, here is a proper means. So I had a question on this verse. Thoughtful men who want adoration. Why is it that thoughtful men want adoration? That's manasvinam. Manasvinam, for thoughtful men, mana, adoration. So why is this? Actually, I don't know the answer. I'm just thinking, why would thoughtful men want adoration? And who are these thoughtful men?
Who want?
Kshatriyas, here it says, manasvinam, thoughtful men. Manasvi, very thoughtful. Adoration. Yes, kshatriyas, you're right. Because the kshatriyas, they want fame and reputation. Adoration, because for that, they will give up their lives. They will give up their lives just for their reputation after their death. Purport. What does the purport say? In the material world, everyone is after profit, respectability, and reputation. Everyone wants a supreme exalted position, and everyone wants to hear about the great qualities of exalted persons. All ambitions which are desirable for great persons can be fulfilled simply by reading and understanding the narration of Dhruva Maharaj's activities. So in this world, one who has these qualities, then they are considered to be the topmost in this world. If you have fame, adoration, respectability, then you're considered in this world to be a top person, topmost man. In that sense, yes. So that's an interesting idea, that a thoughtful person would think, well, whatever a great man does, common men follow. So if I have that capacity to lead people, then it's good if I get some adoration, so then they will follow me and I can lead them in the right way. Is that what you're saying? Sort of? Yeah. Kind of. Yeah, kind of.
He doesn't want it for himself.
Yeah, he doesn't want...
People
need to follow. Yes, people need to follow. So if it is a devotee who wants to lead a Rajarshi, then for him it's good to have adoration. Yeah. Munis. Okay. Yes. Okay, so the munis, as we learned from Bhagavad Gita, each muni has a different point of view. So therefore, each muni wants to be recognized. These thoughtful people would like people to recognize their point of view as being different from everyone else. Yes. Akama sarvakama va. That's true. That's true. So these people, they're following Dhruva Maharaj. Yes, if he follows Dhruva Maharaj, he'll become famous, at the same time get free from all material desires. So these are nice explanations. Thank you for answering my question. Verse 48. The great sage Maitreya recommended one should chant of the character and activities of Dhruva Maharaj both in the morning and in the evening with great attention and care in a society of brahmanas or other twice-born persons. So who are these brahmins that Maitreya is talking about? Let's see what Srila Prabhupada says. Four lines down, or five lines down in the purport. One should especially seek the society of Brahmins who are elevated to the position of Vaishnavas. That's who, it's the Vaishnavas. We should want to hear in association of Vaishnavas. Thus, discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes the character and pastimes of devotees and the Lord, is very quickly effective. So if anybody wants to progress quickly on the path back to Godhead, this is the way. Hear Bhagavatam in association of devotees. What's the verse that says that? Satam prasangam mamavirya sanfalam. So that's our motto. We must hear in the association of devotees. And that hearing is virya. It's very powerful to hear in association of devotees. Krishna is pleased. Very quickly you go from shraddha to rati to bhakti. So this is the process. This is the purpose of ISKCON. Prabhupada says here, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been organized for this purpose. And that is the purpose of our meeting together here also. That is the whole purpose of our hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We're practicing the four most potent types of devotional service right here at this moment. Association devotees, yes. Very last sentence of Prabhupada's Krishna book. Oh, thank you. What does he say? Okay, so the very last sentence of Krishna book. One should hear Srimad Bhagavatam in association of devotees. So we are trying to fulfill this desire of Srila Prabhupada, that we are hearing Bhagavatam in Vrindavan, in association of devotees, and we're chanting Hare Krishna. So four of the five are covered right here. And we worship Srila Prabhupada, so deity worship is also there. So Prabhupada says, in every center of the society, not only in the morning, evening, or noon, but practically 24 hours a day, there is continuous devotional service going on. Anyone who comes in contact with the society automatically becomes a devotee. We have actual experience that many karmis and others come to the society and find a very pleasing and peaceful atmosphere in the temples of ISKCON. In this verse, the word Dvi Janmanam means of the twice born. Anyone can join International Society for Krishna Consciousness and be initiated to become twice born. It's recommended by Sanatana Goswami, by the process of initiation and authorized training, any man can become twice born. So what does Sanatana Goswami say? What is this verse that Prabhupada is... Yata shilatam yati kangsyam yasa vidanata tata diksha vidanainam dvijatvam jayate nainam. Just as bell metal turns into gold by treatment, chemical process, so the materialistic person takes diksha and he's transformed into a Brahman. So this, there is a nice, actually later on in this canto, verse chapter 31, verse 10 purport, Prabhupada gives quote after quote about how this is true, how the devotees in ISKCON are actually twice born and are actually Brahmins. So there's one verse, I'll just sing it. Chandala piti jashesto hari bhakti parayana hari bhakti vihinascha nijopi sapacharama. Even if one is born in the family of a chandala, if one engages in devotional service of the Lord, he becomes the best of Brahmins. But even a Brahmin who is devoid of devotional service is on the level of the lowest dog eater. What's another verse? Anybody know? Hmm? Oh yeah, aho pato svacha to kareya. 3:33:6. 3:33:6 and 7. Yeah, Yanamaneya is of 6 and Aho Patashapachato Gariyan. Yes, these are the verses confirming that one who is born in a low family, Shapachap, becomes qualified to perform sacrifice simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So here's another one, 7:11:35, in the same purport. Yasyaya lakshanam proktam hunsavarna pyavanjikam yadatyantra pitisheta tenaiva vinirdishet. So it is not a fact because you're born in a Brahmin family, you're automatically a Brahmin. But unless you meet the Brahminical qualifications, you cannot be accepted. On the other hand, if the Brahminical qualifications are found in a Shudra, he should be immediately accepted as a Brahmin. So there's so many quotes. What about Bhagavad Gita? Anything in Bhagavad Gita? Chaturvayam ayashistam guna karma bhagasha. Guna karma. Shriyo vaisya satashitas te biyanti parangatim. Yeah, so these two verses in Bhagavad Gita. So this is the point. Verses that Dhruva Maharaj was not born in a Brahmin family, but he went back to Godhead. So can we. We're not even born in Shudra families. We're actually Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Everybody is a Shudra in Kali Yuga. So verse 49:50. Persons who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord should recite this narration of Dhruva Maharaj without taking remuneration. Specifically, recitation is recommended on the full moon or dark moon day, on the day after Ekadashi, Dwadashi, on the appearance of the Shravan star, at the end of a particular Tithi, or the occasion of Yatipat, at the end of the month, or on Sunday. Did we hit any of those days today, Hari Purush? Of course, during Ekadashi is, I think it's Thursday, yeah. Check your book for Ekadashi. Then it says Vrindavan, it says, but then it gives a list of cities where it's on Thursday. So I think Vrindavan's Thursday. I think it's on Thursday. Check your book. Yeah, check your book. Mahadwadashi is for Vrindavan. We don't celebrate Ekadashi tomorrow. So anyway, we must have hit some of these days during our long narration of Dhruva Katha. So Prabhupada says, yes? No, not today. Okay, anyway. Such recitation should, of course, be performed before a favorable audience. And recitation is performed this way, without professional motive. The reciter and audience become perfect. Purport. Professional reciters may ask money to extinguish the blazing fire within their bellies, but they cannot make any spiritual improvement or become perfect. The Prabhupada is very sarcastic sometimes. It is therefore strictly forbidden to recite Srimad Bhagavatam as a profession to earn a livelihood. Only one who is completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, depending fully on him for personal maintenance or even for maintenance of his family, can attain perfection by recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of narrations of the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees. The process can be summarized as follows. The audience must be faithfully receptive to the Bhagavad message, and the reciter should completely depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavad recitation must not be a business. If done in the right way, not only does the reciter achieve perfect satisfaction, but the Lord is also very satisfied with the reciter and the audience, and thus both are liberated from material bondage, simply the process of hearing. So we'll go on to verse 51. More benedictions. Gyanam agyata tattvaya, knowledge for the ignorant. Yodadyat satpate mitam kipalo dinanathasya devastav syanagrihate. Narration of Dhruva Maharaj is sublime knowledge for the attainment of immortality. Persons unaware of the absolute truth can be led to the path of truth. Those who out of transcendental kindness take on the responsibility of becoming master protectors of the poor living entities automatically gain the interest and blessings of the demigods. So who are these persons who take the responsibility of becoming master protectors, dinanathasya? Krishna is called Dinanath, and the devotees are also Dinanath. So who are these devotees, master protectors? How do they take on this responsibility? Which devotee are we talking about here now? Yes? Pure devotees like Prabhupada. Okay? Can the Madhyamadikaris also do this? Yes? You think so? Madhyamadikaris can also take on this duty of being master protectors? Kripalu. So here in the purport, paragraph 2, about 6 lines down. Pure devotees, out of compassion for the fallen souls, are kripalu, very kind to people in general. They distribute this Bhagavat knowledge all over the world. A kind-hearted devotee is called Dinanath, protector of the poor, ignorant mass of people. Lord Krishna is also known as Dinanath or Dinabantu, master or actual friend of the poor living entities. And his pure devotee also takes the same position of Dinanath. So here's an example of how the Lord and the devotees are on the same level. And the Lord has, the devotees have the same desire as the Lord has, that they want to protect poor living entities. The Dinanathas, or devotees of Lord Krishna, who preach path of devotional service, become the favorites of the demigods. Generally, people are interested in worshipping the demigods, especially Lord Shiva, in order to obtain material benefits. But a pure devotee who engages in preaching the principles of devotional service as prescribed in Srimad Bhagavatam does not need to separately worship the demigods. The demigods are automatically pleased with him and offer all the blessings within their capacity. So if you want to know what is Srila Prabhupada's mood and mission, here it is. That simply out of compassion, he wanted to deliver all the fallen souls. He did not discriminate between east and west, north and south, but he simply went everywhere to deliver everyone. He did not know us. He did not know who we were, but he simply risked his life to come in and save us. So what, now the question is, what verses express this mood of the pure devotee? What verse will express this mood of the devotee? Vidyat vina sampane, yes? Prayena deva manayo svavimukti kama. Prahlad Maharaj, I don't care for my own liberation. I simply worried about those fools and rascals who are engaged in material life. Yes. Maya sukaya. Magandapuri. Burita. Yes, that is Gopi Gita. How does it start? That's the end of it. Shavara Mangalam. Okay, I can't remember it either at this. I just escaped my mind. Tabakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam. Yes. Shavara Mangalam. Shri Maratatam. Yeah, if we can piece it together between us. Yes. Tabakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam. Bhuvigananthiye Bhuri Da Janaha. Bhuri Jan. So he will soon come. Bhuri Da Jana. Yes. Paraduka Duki. This is the Vaishnava. Paraduka Duki. Yes, Mangopa. Yes. That's, how does it start? Titikshava Karanika Suhira Saridehinam Ajata Shatavashanta Sarava Sarvushanam. These are the qualities, but the mood of the devotee, like Prahlad Maharaj, that I don't care for my own salvation, I just want these people to get salvation. Just like we heard what Prabhupada said yesterday, when they asked Srila Prabhupada, so what's going to happen to you in your next life? And Prabhupada said, yes, well, if, you know, according to Shastra, Krishna says that, yes, if you worship him, you may also go back to him. Then he said, actually, I may not go, but they will go. My disciples will go for sure, but I may not go. That's Prabhupada's mood. He doesn't care for his own salvation. And that's why we are here today, speaking to you, because Prabhupada had that mood. So Prabhupada would also like us to have that mood of not discriminating, giving freely Krishna consciousness. Verse 52. Vidam mayate vijam kurutaha chuvasya vikyata vishita karmana idvalpaka kritana kani matu viham shavishnam sharanam yojagama. The transcendental activities of Dhruva Maharaj are well known all over the world, and they are very pure. In childhood, Dhruva Maharaj rejected all kinds of toys and playthings, left the protection of his mother, and seriously took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. My dear Vidura, I therefore conclude this narration, for I have described to you all its details. Purport. It is said by Chanaka Pandit that life is certainly short for everyone, but if one acts properly, his reputation will remain for a generation. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is everlastingly famous, so the reputation of Lord Krishna's devotee is also everlasting. Therefore, in describing Dhruva Maharaj's activities, two specific words have been used: Vikyata, very famous, and Vishuddha, transcendental. Dhruva Maharaja's leaving home at a tender age and taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the forest is a unique example in this world. So there's a nice verse, I believe it's spoken by Bali Maharaj, I'm not sure. Anyway, it's 8:28. 8, chapter 20, verse 8. Ya iam bhuje brahman dahyandra yani partibi tesham kalagasi lokan niyasho tikacham bhavi. O best of the Brahmins, certainly the great demoniac kings who were never reluctant to fight enjoyed this world, but in due course of time everything they had was taken away except what? Fame. Yes, fame, reputation. Everything was taken away except their reputation, by which they continue to exist. In other words, one should try to achieve a good reputation instead of anything else. So Bali Maharaj, there's another saying, Kirtir Yasya Sojivati, that if someone is famous, he lives forever. So this is also, it may also be from Chanaka Pandit, Kirtir Yasya Sojivati. So this preaching was given by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, that you shouldn't lose your reputation as a fighter. This is very important for Kshatriyas. Don't lose your reputation. Don't be deviated. So this is also a quality of a devotee, that he lives forever because of his devotional service, his infallible devotion. What is it that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says? Remember that saying. Anyway, that a devotee lives forever. Through his words. He reasons ill. Who thinks the Vaishnava dies. Right, okay, so there, if you heard that. That the devotee lives. Haridas. It's written on the tomb of Haridas Thakur. So one time, Srila Prabhupada was asked the question, how will this movement go on after your death? And what did Prabhupada say? I will never die. I will live forever in my books. So this is the answer to the question. So just as Dhruva Maharaj will live forever in the form of sound, Prabhupada lives forever in the form of his divine instructions and his purports to us. So one thing struck me when I was reading this verse just now, how in childhood Dhruva Maharaj rejected everything and took shelter of the Supreme Lord. And I was just thinking how Srila Prabhupada in his childhood, he also showed his future greatness. Does anybody know what were the symptoms that Srila Prabhupada showed in his childhood that predicted his future greatness? Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada used to go to see the deity.
He used to go to see Radha Govinda.
Radha Govinda
and spend hours in front of the deities. And one time on that connection, one reporter once asked him, at what year did you become Krishna conscious? And Srila Prabhupada said, at the age of four. Age of four. 4 years old. That's when he was standing in front of the deities. Yes. What's another example? How? Yes, Lila Shuka? Yes. Yes, in his own neighborhood at the age of five, Srila Prabhupada introduced Rath Yatra ceremony. These are symptoms of a Nitya Siddha, pure devotee. He had an eight-day festival with prasad distribution, Rath cart, kirtan, and some of his father's friends said, "How come you're having a festival? You're not inviting us?" And he said, "Anyway, it's just children playing." So Prabhupada was so serious. Yes. What else? Oh yeah, he was giving a chicken broth to recover from typhoid, and he vomited. I think they did try. He wouldn't take it. Okay. So these are, yes. Dhruva Maharaj rejected his toys and playthings. Right.
Yeah. Just to lament for their
lament. Right. Yes. He just engaged in devotional service. Another example is Prahlad Maharaj. He didn't care about eating, or he just was like, sometimes he would be crying, sometimes he'd be laughing, seeing the Lord. Parikshit Maharaj, he used to play with dolls of Krishna. Uddhava, he didn't care to take his food. He was just simply absorbed in devotional service to Krishna. So these are some of the symptoms of a Nityasiddha devotee. The Srila Prabhupada had those symptoms. If we examine his life very carefully, very scrutinizing, we will see that he had these same symptoms. So we're so fortunate to have his association and to be under. He's our master protector, as it says here. Master protector of living entities. So Srila Prabhupada is our master protector. And if we have that shelter, then we can also go back to Godhead in one life, just like Dhruva Maharaj. Well, Prabhupada is encouraging us, this life, don't come back. Finish in this life. Purport after purport, this is what Prabhupada is telling us. So we should do it. Any other questions or comments on these verses today? It's successful in reciting Bhagavatam once a month. What was he doing the rest of the month? An alternative. Well, immediately what came to my mind is internet. Because where are people these days? They're more online than they are, you know. So perhaps in that way you can preach, you can have Bhagavad Katha online. Yes, everything. Online Bhagavatam. And then in that way people will, I think you'll probably get more people that way than you will. Yes. You can turn into classes. Whole morning programs. Okay. Yeah, in this age of technology, people, they don't come. They just go, they're on their online, whatever they do. We have to use our technology, yeah. So 8-9 hours. So it seems that along with your speaking, you need to have kirtan, prasad, and all these things. So first they do Harinam through the city, and then they bring people back. So we have to see who is successful in doing these things. Indradumna Swami, they do Harinam in the city, and then they give out their invitations and say, tonight we're having, or whatever, and then people come. They're attracted, but you have to have everything, all the cultural, dance, drama, prasad. From the audience. Okay. Okay, so here are some answers. Yeah, any other answers to this question? Yes. Okay, you have to find out what's relevant to the people and give seminars on that. because they may not understand the relevance. So we have to be able to find the relevance of the life of Dhruva, the relevance of Daksha Yajna into today's ISKCON or today's world or whatever. What is the relevance for people? What can they get from this?
How to become
rich. Okay, you can do a seminar on how to quickly get wealth. How to achieve the impossible. Yes, that would be a very good title. How to achieve the impossible. Whatever you want, wealth, fame. You just make this list here. Put this on your advertisement, long life. You advertise here. Here's the advertisement right here. Put it on your poster. If you're looking for this, then you must come to this seminar. And it's just a matter of advertising, ways and means, isn't it? Yeah. Creative advertising, and then a creative presentation also along with it. And then people will come. Yeah, thematic approach. Yes, for a systematic, it's more I think for the Brahmins, because nobody else is going to spend time except Brahmins and studying. Who is going to take out some time every year to study? Mm-hmm. So yes, it's just a matter of knowing how to work in today's society. These are ideas, for creative ideas for preaching. Creative ideas. Okay, any other comments or questions? Today's verses. Madhavan Puri? Not in today's. Okay, so yours will be last. Prashanta? Oh yes, next year when we finish our Bhakti Vaibhav, okay, make a presentation at the end. For the community, yes. At the end of our Bhakti Vaibhav next year, we'd like to make a presentation for the whole community, like a festival.
Which kind?
Multimedia. Drama.
PowerPoint.
You name it. Yes. Everything. Drama.
Feast.
Yes. For those who eat, who learn through their stomachs. Yes. Daksha Yajna. Okay. So any other Bhagavat? You had something.
Last verse.
It said that Vishuddha. Mm-hmm. His childhood. So that means, that implies that even from childhood it's transcendental. Obviously, because who else would leave home and go to worship the Lord in the forest? What child will leave his palace and go to the forest, to the jungle, just to look for the Lord? Obviously, it's transcendental. It's not a material experience. So that's why it's in Srimad Bhagavatam, because it's a spiritual experience, spiritual life. Okay, any other questions or comments? Yes. First chapter of fourth canto. Who comes first, the devas or the manus? Spoken to the Vyashvan. Adipurusha, is this Manu the son of Vivasvan? Vivasvata Manu. He's the sun god. No, but it said he spoke to Vivasvan, the sun god, and Vivasvan spoke to
Manu.
Manu Nishak. So Vivasvan came before Manu. He's the son. Isn't Manu the son of Vivasvan? Well, it's coming all the time. You want to know in the very, very beginning, then it was, it looked like the Manus were first, Swayambhuva Manu. He came before, and then all the demigods. But then, before that, there was a universal form. So all those demigods were there in the universal form. It depends. Depends. Because every time you have a Manu, then again there's a set of demigods come, a different set. So different sets of demigods come every time. You have a different change of Manu. This Manu, yeah, obviously. Obviously. Because he's not going to speak it to Swayambhuva Manu. He's going to speak it to Vaivasvata Manu. Yeah. Okay, any other questions or comments? And if not, we will stop early today, half hour early. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.